Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganze Uji just making a video about do you want children? Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, this kind of pulls on my heartstrings. Yeah, look at this guy. This guy wants to have a daughter, but he's playing with dolls. Yes, and it's not a sex doll. Yeah, I know there's some guys out there, they play with love dolls and all that. It's nothing wrong with that. You gotta do what you gotta do, especially in this day and age that women are so goddamn awful. Yeah, look at this dude. It says, hiking with my beautiful daughter, Natasha. And it's just a doll. Yeah, it looked kind of like a creepy Chucky doll, but, you know, you do what you gotta do, man. Yeah, I thought about having kids, but it's kind of hard when you're single, right? Yeah, there's a lot of guys that are single. It's because women are awful. Yeah, well, it is what it is, right? Yeah, I think this is pretty fucked up. It says, my girlfriend, 26F, and I, 26M, give up our child today. Yes, this is really fucked up. I don't know how this dude will trade his kid up. No, I wouldn't. I don't give a fuck. I would try to keep that child. That's just me. No. Family's important. And just because you fuck this chick and you're stupid, man. Blood is stronger than water. Or whatever they say, but yeah. He was born happy and healthy. Most beautiful baby I've ever seen in my life. So then why'd you give him up, huh? Huh? Well, whatever, right? Happiest day of our life is sadly also the hardest one. Well, yeah, you give up your kid because you don't want to level up and get more money. Yeah, you have enough money to have a girlfriend, but not enough money to carry a child, and you're just a fucking asshole. That's all I have to say about that. Wanted him so bad. Right now we are in our lives though, barely surviving paycheck to paycheck, food stamps, and living in a shitty ass neighborhood in one of the most expensive, overpriced cities in the US. We don't know we can't do it with a baby. Then why the fuck don't you leave that place? Yes, get a better job, both of you. Look, you're both 26 years old. You can't get a better job? Fuck you. You're getting food stamps. You're doing all this shit. Yes, you need to change your life. 180, you and your chick. Yeah, you could have made it. Yeah, why don't you? Why don't you guys move in with your parents or something? But no, you'd rather play house and do stupid shit. And now you're giving up your child. And you should suffer the pain of having this kid getting removed from you. And this is all your fault. All you're doing. Enjoy. I'm sad we can't provide the life he deserves. Yes, you can. You could work it. Yes, my mom, as a single mother, she raised 3 fucking boys. Because my dad was a stupid piece of shit and he'd rather go off and fuck other bitches. Yes, if a fucking stupid wetback chick could do it, you guys that are together, you could definitely do it. But no, when life gets hard, people just fucking run away like scared little bitches. Yeah, grow some balls, guy. Yeah, you love fucking, but yet, that's the party that the only way you be a man. Yeah, being a man is more than just having a pair of dick and balls or whatever. Yeah, it's actually fighting for what is right. And you, sir, are a failure as a man. Just saying. We know the family he's going to is gonna love him so much. More than you, asshole. They have been waiting for years to have a child. Yes, and they just had a stupid dumbass who bring it to term. Yay. They're good people. We know they are. And we know he's going to have a good life with them. Yes, because their biological parents are lazy ass fucks and can't get their life in order. Yeah. So if you think this kid's going to love you like in the future, you're fucking stupid. Fucking retard. My girlfriend cried for an hour when it was time to say goodbye. She's sleeping on me right now. My heart hurts. You fucking stupid loser. You're a loser. No matter what. You deserve to hurt. You gave up your child. You fucking fool. You and your chick are both fucking retards. You reap what you sow, so fuck you. Hurts deeper than anything I ever felt. Well, shit, you supposed to hurt because you treated your child for fucking magic beans, you dumbass. I only got a hold of him a few minutes, but it already feels like I can't breathe without him. Alright, George Floyd. This is for the best, though. We both know it is. Hope one day we can meet baby boy. You're fucking retard. If you ever see your son again, he'll probably talk shit to you. And what's the funny thing? My uncle, yeah, he's already an old dude, so yeah, like years ago, probably like 10 years ago, I would say, he had a 23-year-old guy come to his doorstep and knock on the door. Guess what? That was one of my cousins. Yes, because my uncle likes fucking around other bitches. Yes. So, you know what my uncle did? He told my cousin and my half-brother to go to another room, and he told the guy to fuck off. Yeah, that was fucked up. My dad said, oh man, that was real fucked up. Hey, well, Dad, and I was thinking in my head, Dad, you know better yourself, you dickhead. Yeah, you acknowledge me, but you still treat me like shit. And guess what? I'm the oldest of my dad's kids, and I look just like him, and I get treated like shit. Wrap your mind on that, huh? Eh, it doesn't matter. Whatever. Fuck you, Dad. Oh yeah, fellas, look at this. There's another dealy from Reddit. It says, how much pain will an 8-year-old boy be in if I force him to wear a 2-inch wide butt plug for a few hours? Yes, this person is a parent and they're gonna do this to their kid? What the fuck? Man, some people, yeah, some people shouldn't be having children, right? Fucked up world we live in. Yeah, man, that's pretty fucked up, right? But don't worry, here comes the palate cleanser. Yes, enjoy Chun Cemetery. This is what happens to old trannies. But whatever, look at this one right here. This is the one I was telling you about. It says, Moms of Reddit, what's something you know about your kids that they don't think you know about them? And it says in the bottom, I'm a dad. Thanks to our Nest Cam, I know that for the last year, my 4-year-old daughter lists the people she loves as she falls asleep. That's so beautiful. Yeah, this is how kids should be. And it's how you should be with your kids. Enjoying each other's companies. Not doing degenerate bullshit or giving them up for adoption or shit like that, right?
I love my daddy. I love my mama. I love my grammy and grampy, etc.
That is so sweet. I wish I had a kid that would tell me, I love you, daddy. And pick me up. Yes, that would be so fucking cool. But yeah, unfortunately, women are not the people to have kids with. And unfortunately, people tell me, go fuck myself. I try that, and guess what comes out? Nothing! Well, anyways, you guys kick ass and enjoy life while you can, because life fucking does suck, and it does throw you some bullshit. But once in a while, you do have those little respites of happiness. So you guys take care of yourself, and be the awesome person that I know you are. Take care, bye bye.
Salutiamo gli amici e gli facciamo ascoltare una bellissima tarantella, giusto Omar? Una tarantella, va bene? Via. Vai Omar.